A friend of mine was once asked, "What do you do?" Well, you might expect the usual answer, but hers surprised me. She responded, "I'm a follower of Christ, cleverly disguised as a mom, a wife, and a businesswoman." But what would have been your answer? The theme of this meditation from Ecclesiastes chapter 3 will help you answer the question, "What do you do?" It will help you discover your divine purpose. So to begin your meditation, slip into a time and place where you can once again become aware of eternity. You may start by listening and joining into this responsive reading and prayer from Romans chapter 11, and just respond, "Lord God, reveal a sense of my divine purpose." Who can measure the wealth and wisdom and knowledge of God? Who can understand his decisions or explain what he does? Lord God, reveal a sense of my divine purpose. Has anyone known the thoughts of the Lord or given him advice? Lord God, reveal a sense of my divine purpose. Has anyone loaned something to the Lord that must be repaid? Lord God, reveal a sense of my divine purpose. Everything comes from the Lord. All things were made because of him and will return to him. Praise the Lord forever. So Lord God, reveal a sense of my divine purpose. Amen. Your time in Christian meditation here on Encounter is to bring joy to the heart of God. The Word of God directs meditations to show two aspects of love that please God: obedience and adoration. So spend a few moments now obediently pursuing God and expressing your adoration in silent contemplation. Let this silent contemplation continue as you deliberately focus on breathing the divine breath of God. If they weren't before, begin to close your eyes and take 3 deep, slow breaths from your belly. Slow, purposeful breaths, and consider the purpose of each breath and how it fulfills the purpose of God. As you inhale and exhale, begin to whisper silently, "Lord God, reveal to me a sense of my divine purpose." With each deep belly breath that you take, be mindful of your breathing, each breath reminding you of your life full of mystery, miracles, passion, and divine purpose. Rest here breathing peacefully, divine purpose. Continue in silence as you become more aware of the Holy Spirit revealing the purpose of each breath and each beat of your heart. Your divine purpose is to give your whole heart and soul to knowing God, pursuing him, and bringing him glory. How do you experience him in your life in this moment, this very moment? How are you pursuing him? Your mind may wander as you consider it, and that's fine. But return then to your breathing, the beating of your heart, and the path of pursuing God. Now in continued silent contemplation, listen carefully to the first of three readings, each reading growing and expanding from the seed of the first. Listen for how these eternal words fill you. Words from Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11 in the New International Reader's Version. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He's also given people a sense of who he is. But they can't completely understand what God has done from beginning to end. What did you hear? How did it bring you nearer to God? After pausing longer in stillness, how did the Holy Spirit shape your thoughts around this passage? He has made everything beautiful in its time. He's also given people an eternal purpose and sense of who he is from beginning to end. Rest there longer in divine contemplation. Listen once again to a wider reading from the Christian Standard Bible. What does the worker gain from his struggles? I've seen the task that God has given the children of Adam to keep them occupied. He has made everything appropriate in its time. He's also put an eternal purpose in their hearts. But no one can discover the work God has done from beginning to end. What of God did you become more aware of in this reading? Let your mind drift through the imagery of eternity in your heart. How does having an eternal perspective shape your earthly purpose? Contemplate that now before God. listen to your third sacred reading from an even wider context from the Amplified Version. What profit is there for the worker from that in which he labors? I've seen the task which God has given to the sons of men with which to occupy themselves. He has made everything beautiful and appropriate in its time. He has also planted eternity, or a sense of divine purpose, in the human heart, a mysterious longing which nothing under the sun can satisfy except God. Yet man cannot find out, comprehend, or even grasp what God has done in his overall plan, from the beginning to the end. I know that there is nothing better for them than to rejoice and to do good as long as they live, and also that every man should eat and drink and see and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. So resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, I want you to see yourself at a party or a meeting. Someone approaches you, and they lean in and ask, "What do you do?" I want you to pause here and answer them. What is the context of your answer? Is it what you do for a living? Is it what occupies most of your time? And what time frame is your answer? Is your answer based on what you're doing presently? So, what do you do? Rest here as you contemplate your answer. As you reflected in your imagination, take a moment now to discern God's presence in your present reality. What do you do? How does your perspective change with an eternal view? What are you doing now to bring glory to an eternal God? What are you doing to pursue an eternal God? What are you doing today to express your love to an eternal God? Rest here as you contemplate your answer, for such is your divine purpose. Take a moment now to return once again to your breathing. Whispered, eternal, and purpose-filled breaths from a heart pursuing God, bringing glory to God. Let that be your meditation, whether at dawn or dusk. Lord God, reveal to me a sense of my divine purpose. And let that be the word the Holy Spirit uses to guide you. Purpose. Eternal purpose. let me pray now that you're reminded that He has made everything beautiful in its time. He's also given you a sense of who He is. You can't completely understand what God has done from beginning to end, but may God meet all of your needs according to the riches of glory in Christ Jesus. May you not fear, remembering He's with you, and do not be dismayed, remembering He is your God. He will strengthen you and help you. He will uphold you with His righteous right hand. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Amen. So in the days, or even moments ahead, you will likely feel as though you are drifting, perhaps a bit out of alignment, unaware of what you're doing or why. Be mindful of that experience, and let it remind you of your divine purpose to pursue God. Also, resolve to consider how God might use you to help bring focus or purpose to a friend or stranger, to help someone turn their gaze to God. So when you're ready, whether at day spring or nightfall, expect to be short-sighted at times, but then let your gaze drift towards eternity, for it's there you will find your divine purpose and there encounter God.